This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. As Christians around the world prepare for the celebration of Jesus' birth, perhaps one of the busiest places on earth is Frankenmuth, Michigan. Frankenmuth not only has strong ties to the Christmas holiday season today, but to the Lutheran faith as well.
Well, Frankenmuth was founded by Lutherans back in 1845. They were 13 individuals that came over, and their goal was to share the word of the good Lord with the Indians who lived in the area here. They were Chippewa Indians, and they founded a community that is very strongly based on Lutheran beliefs and is a firm believer in the Lutheran tradition and the German tradition as well.
That was Wayne Bronner, CEO of the world's largest Christmas store, Bronner's Christmas Wonderland, located in Frankenmuth. Wayne's father, the late Wally Bronner, was the originator of Bronner's.
My father did a lot of window trimming. This was back when the department stores would change their window decor for all the different holidays, whether it was Thanksgiving or Valentine's or Christmas, of course. One time he was decorating a window in Bay City, which is about 25 miles from Frankenmuth, and there were some merchants from a small town in Michigan who came in and they inquired whether or not the hardware store owner had any Christmas decorations. He said, "No, I don't, but why don't you talk to that young window trimmer out there," who was my father. At the age of 18, he painted them some Christmas panels, and they received such a tremendous response that he took a little survey with some of his friends, and they found there was a tremendous demand for Christmas decorations, and the rest is history.
From Christmas ornaments and nativity scenes to stockings, lights, and Advent wreaths, Bronner's has everything you can possibly imagine for Christmas.
We have a tremendous selection of items, over 50,000 things that we offer here, 50,000 different items in our Christmas collection, and the good news is that half of them sell for less than $10, and two-thirds of them retail for less than $20, so they're very, very affordable, and we provide everything and anything that someone could need for Christmas.
People come from all over the world to experience Bronner's.
Every week we have people probably coming from all 50 states, and we're delighted also that we have a lot of international visitors who come through to experience the world's largest Christmas store. We have a website that features over 7,000 different items, and in addition to that, we print about 4 million catalogs, which we mail across the United States. We were very fortunate this past weekend to have 22,000 people come through on a Saturday and about 14,000 come through on a Sunday, and they come for the Christmas experience.
Bronner's Christmas Wonderland is a great place to visit, but not just during the holiday season.
We have the Christmas spirit here available all year long, and why not? It's such a beautiful thing when you think of Christmas. You think of family and friends and everything positive and warm and cheery, and of course the center of it is the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if that's something to celebrate on December 25th, why not have warm recollections of that on the 4th of July or January 20th?
Wally Bronner's legacy will continue to live on as the world's largest Christmas store continues to keep focused on the true meaning of Christmas.
Wally was a Lutheran, and from birth till the grave, he was a fervent believer, a fervent Christian. He emphasized that the C-H-R-I-S-T in Christmas, Christmas as we say here, should always be capitalized. And the name of our business is therefore Bronner's Christmas Wonderland. And we always focus on the real meaning for Christmas. Of course, we sell Santa Clauses and elves and snowmen and so forth. But amidst that, you're also going to find a tremendous selection of religious ornaments and, of course, nativity scenes. And we never want to lose track of the focus that Christ is the center of Christmas.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.